in all the heavens and all the earth. And Father, as we lift up the praises of an awesome, mighty God, we just invite you, Lord, to be enthroned in the praises of your people. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Messiah, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah.
Creation, this world has been crying out for hope, for a hero to save us. We long for the supernatural.
But there is only one God who can save the day. So clear the stage, prepare the way, 'cause heaven and earth are singing. Glory, hallelujah. Let the whole world sing the greatness of our God. In awesome wonder, He reigns forever. We know the greatness of our God. His power is endless. He lives within us. We know the greatness of our God.
In the morning, hope still. We wonder why we lost our way from home. Our Father finds the child inside. We left for growing old.
Yeah.
out of darkness. Light arrives and heaven opens. Holy Spirit, let us hear it. When you speak, the church awakens. We believe the change is coming. Holy Spirit, let us see it. When you speak, you scatter darkness. Light arrives and heaven opens. Holy Spirit, miracle worker, way maker, miracle worker, way maker. Everybody say,
he's a miracle worker.
Thank you.
Amen. He's working. Whoa.
Yes. Yes. So he's doing a great move in this. And so I just thank God.
Amen. Amen. He's working.
And I mean, it was like bam for my daughter. Bam, bam. For, you know.
Amen. Hallelujah. But there's been a lot of prayers that you've put up for them girls.
And continue it.
Amen. Amen. I pray for my kids. God, do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Shake them, wake them. Don't kill them, but yeah. do whatever you need to do to wake them up. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, students. Anybody else got something to say? It's a good praise report. Hallelujah. God's at work. Bernie's here. That's a praise report.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Bernie, if you were an Olympic gymnast, you did not stick the landing very well. Coming off that ladder, so the scores would not have been very high. All right, we are very grateful to God that you're still with us.
Yes.
Amen. One point, yeah. They told me that it just my heart sank. You know,
yeah.
So, Debbie, because Debbie read what you posted. My Debbie read what you had posted, and the first thing I remember was Bernie fell off a ladder. I'm like. No.
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 Yeah. And then after I read the post, then I was mad at you. Why was that nut on that ladder in the first place? So, sorry, Bernie. I'm just being honest, okay? I love you enough, I think I can get away with that. Maybe. So, anyhow. He was trying to do a good thing, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Some people do anything for a helicopter ride, but I'm sure we could have. Well, they just took you to St. Mary's, didn't they, or Cabell?
5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, not the best neighborhood.
No, she would not leave. I said, "Please go home. I can't worry about you and Dad in here too."
Yeah, go home.
She would not. She would know I have to see.
All right. Amen. Well, at least you got two people you know love you. So, your wife and your daughter. So, anyway, we love you and we're glad you're okay. We're really glad you're okay. Well, I mean, you're as okay as you've ever been okay.
I'm just saying, yeah.
It's got to be a miracle that nothing was broken. That's crazy. Because of our age, you being older than me, I had to point that out, make sure everybody knew. We get a little more brittle. We're not, when you take a fall, the body's not near as forgiving. Let's pray and get into God's word. Father, we love you tonight. We praise you. We magnify you. There is none like you in all the heavens and all the earth. And we ask that you, we thank you for what you did in Bernie's life, Lord God, for sparing him. And Lord, I thank you for Jackie's daughter and daughter-in-law, Lord God, that you're working. You're working, and you're working in her son's life, Lord God. And you're working in Chuck's life, Father. And Father, we just thank you one day that we'll see our families in church with us, worshiping you. We give you glory, honor, and praise tonight. In Jesus' name. Now, students, let's just see how good you did Sunday. We're going to give a quick review. All right? A quick review. The word for sin was what? Hebrew word for sin. Do you remember? It was... Hata. And And you remember what it meant?
Missing the mark.
Missing the mark, but also meant something else. Missing the mark is really good. Miss the mark. But remember, we said, think like you're a nomad, like you've got sheep and goats. They've ate all the grass. Now you've got to follow another path to the next pasture. Okay? So it also, not only does it mean miss the mark, but to be on the wrong path. All right? And then our next word, you remember what our next word was? It was what? You remember? It was pesha. Pesha was the word for what? Transgression. Transgression. Just stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Transgression. And it meant to what? Anybody remember? Transgression meant defiance. Are you looking at your notes? Attaboy. Rebellion. And what else? Casting off what? Casting off God's authority. All right. Forging our own path. Wait a minute. Was that transgression? Or was that something else? Casting off God's, forging our own path. Yeah. Forging our own. Well, let's go down to the next one. Avon. Avon was a Hebrew word for iniquity. Right. Iniquity. And iniquity means a perversion or a willful twisting, perversion. Willful twisting of what, Mike? Twisting or distortion of God's will. All right. Now, remember the examples we used? We asked for an example of a transgression, a defiance or a rebellion. And remember what we talked about? What did we say? Did you write that down too, Mike? Abortion, killing our children. That is a defiance or a rebellion against. Remember, our God is a God of life. Amen. Not death. The ancient gods, the pagan gods, they believed that they had to do something in order to satisfy their pagan gods to get favor back from them. And then a perversion or willful twisting or distortion of God's will. I think I said same-sex marriage. You know, God's created us for relationships. And he created marriage for one man and one woman, and we definitely have perverted God's will. So that was the example we used. Then, so everybody got this? All right. Now, I'm headed somewhere. Everybody stay with me. So, somebody look up Romans 6:23. Unless you can quote it. Tell me what it says. While you're looking that up, amen. The wages of sin are death. Sin, transgression, iniquity, the wages of that sin are death. You know, I got my old truck I've been driving, and I don't have Sirius Radio in there, so I can't listen to the message, and I can't listen to Fox News, so I'm just stuck with whatever I got on there. And this morning I was driving, and I had to put in WEMM, okay, and I'm listening to WEMM, and they have a whole host of different preachers, but Lester Roloff was on there. I think Lester's been dead a long time, maybe. But there, Lester Roloff Ministries, old Lester was on there, and he was a preaching. And Lester Roloff was, I think he was from Texas, maybe. But he had a big ministry at one time, you know. And he was talking about this woman died, and she was a sinner, and everybody knew she was. But he said the place was all packed out. You know, the whole town had come. And they was wanting to know what's... And he was a young preacher, first pastor, first place he pastored. And he said everybody was wondering, what's he going to say? You know? And he said, there's people there, they had chews in, and they was a spitting in cans, and they had dips in, and he said, you know, there's all wondering, what's that young whippersnapper of a preacher going to say? And he said, right before I went in the door, God dropped Romans 6:23 in my spirit. The wages of sin is death. And so his point was, when he got in there, everybody in town knew this woman and knew how evil she was. And so when he laid that scripture on them, it had a major impact on them. And several people showed up the next week in church. He didn't cut any slack. But he went through, I would never do this, but he went through all kinds of famous people, you know, that died early deaths. And you knew they were sinners, you know, but he would talk about their name and their sin. He would say, and they're dead. The wages of sin is death. That was his point. The wages of sin is death. Now, so sin, iniquity, transgression is being on the wrong path. Sometimes it's being on the wrong path because you're just simply in rebellion against God. Amen. But Torah means to hit the mark. It means to be on the right path. Amen. Glory to God. And someone who is on the right path is considered to be tzedek. What's that mean? Righteous. The righteous are on the right path, right? If you're a righteous person, you are on the right path. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We also put the word shuv up there. Shuv is the Hebrew word for return. It's the root of where we get our word teshuvah, which means repentance. So God has given us, I believe it's a gift called repentance when we're off, when we're on the wrong path in life, by repenting, asking Jesus into our heart, God then allows us to return and gets us back on the right path. Amen? You know, the Word of God doesn't save you. But the Word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is the power of God unto salvation. It's this gospel, when it is preached, that penetrates the hearts of men and women and causes them to want to repent, realizing they need to turn. They need to return to God. They need to get on the right path. Amen? So we've looked at a lot of words concerning sin. Now, let's look at some things that we really, really, really need to understand. If I ask you what mercy means, what comes to mind? Forgiveness, that's good. Forgiveness, something else? Anything else?
Undeserved.
Favor. Okay, in the Hebrew it's the word chesed. All right? Sometimes this word gets translated as mercy, sometimes as loving kindness. I like both of your thoughts. Sometimes it's translated as compassion. Okay. What's really neat about the Hebrew language is they have concrete meanings. There's no abstract words in English language or in the Hebrew language. So a word that comes from Hesed, let me make sure I spell it right, is the word make sure again. I get two chances, right? Hasidah. They share the same root word, all right? Hasidah means, in Hebrew, it gets translated as stork. Stork? How do you get stork out of Hesed? Mercy, loving kindness. Well, the reason is because when you're the stork's head is long and it's bent or it's bowed. I was at someone's house the other day and they've got one great granddaughter and three granddaughters, and the oldest one is four. And so they've got them stair stepping. And the youngest one, Addie was, she just, maybe that tall, she just, walking. She's not real steady, but she's walking. And I said, Addie, you gonna come to Pastor Butch? Oh, man, she went right to her grandpa, and she reached up. And he bent over and picked her up. So that's the concept or the concrete meaning of God's mercy. It means to bow, or the bowing of the head. When God shows you his mercy, God is bending down from heaven. Think of it this way. The greatest act of mercy that God has ever shown us was to allow his wisdom to be incarnate in the flesh and come down to the earth. Amen. In the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Now that's mercy. Okay. Mike, read. You still got your Bible there in Romans? Read that again. Read 6:23 again.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
But the gift of God is life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. So there is a right path and there is a wrong path. One path leads to death. One path, God's path, leads to life. Amen. And it's that path of mercy that leads to life. How many know salvation was God's idea? Huh? Amen. Wasn't our idea. I'm going to show you some scriptures here in a minute. I got two more words I want to put up there. Okay. The word grace. You're familiar with the word grace. It's amazing, right? Grace is the Hebrew word hin. Okay. And you've heard me preach on this enough. You probably already know what it means, right? Okay. Maybe not. Okay. Another word, I'll give you that definition in a minute. Hine, you would call it. Let's turn to, they share the same root, same two-letter root those two words do. All right? So let's go over to Genesis 26:17. Genesis 26:17. Somebody find it and read it, please.
Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there.
Nope, that's all we need. Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent. That's this word, hen. Grace. He pitched his tent. Really? Isaac pitched a tent. Well, that's good. Let me show you something. The two-letter root word, watch now, the two-letter root word comes from the Hebrew. All right. Whoops, that's backwards. It's like this. Hen, that's the two-letter root word. Now, you guys know all Hebrew letters have number equivalents. All Hebrew letters have pictures or pictographs. Before we had letters, they made pictures on the cave walls, okay? They used pictures. So the pictograph of the hen was a fence, okay? And the pictograph of the noon, this letter noon, was a sprouting seed. All right? So the idea of a sprouting seed, see, if I plant tomatoes and I keep some of the seed, I'm going to continue, right, to have tomatoes every year. Correct? So the idea of this word hen, to pitch a tent or to camp with, is a continuing fence. Okay? Stay with me now. All right? Let's look at another scripture. Exodus 14:20. Hallelujah. I will not argue, grace is amazing. Exodus 14:20. Somebody want to read it?
So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud of darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all that night.
Ah, so in Genesis, the word hen, that we translate a lot as grace, was talking about pitching a tent. Pitched. He pitched a tent. Here, the words used in the translation is camp. So the idea of grace is that, when you would be outside the camp, okay, when you were outside the camp and you were out hunting or whatever you were doing, and then there was a lot of danger out there. But once you got inside the camp where all the tents were, where everybody else was at, there was a sense of safety there. Amen? So the idea of God's grace is that God cares enough about you to camp with you or to pitch his tent with you. Think about that for a minute. We're talking about the creator of the universe. He loves you enough. He's willing to pitch his tent with you. Now, you don't live in tents. You live in houses. Amen? But God loves you enough. He wants to dwell with you. Amen? Did you know tonight, sitting here, full of the Spirit of God, God has pitched his tent with you? He's in you. He's in your tent. Paul said it this way. You are a holy habitation unto God. Amen, Pastor Butch. That was pretty good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. All right. Now, so the idea of grace is that God has a continuing fence around you or encamped with you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Now, sometimes this word hen gets translated as merciful or to be merciful, all right? And it doesn't really have a concrete meaning, so you have to look at the other words in Scripture. Let me give you an example. Turn to Psalm 6:2. Yes, to be merciful. Right here. Okay. Psalm 6:2. Well, I'm in Job. That's not going to cut it. Here we go. We'll read verse 1. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. So, what is God, if God shows this man mercy, how's he going to do it? By healing him. Okay? Show me your mercy, Lord. Heal me. Okay? Let's look at another one. Psalms 30. Psalms 30, verse 10, if my notes are right. He says, hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. He needs help. He's in some kind of trouble or difficulty. And he's asking, God, show me your mercy. Show me your mercy by helping me. Yes. Amen. Turn to Psalms 41. I got a couple more. I looked them up, so we might as well read them. Psalms 41, verse 10. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up that I may repay them. Amen. He's saying, God, raise me up. He's down. He's out. I don't know. This is a Psalm of David, so it's possible David's talking about an enemy that has him down, you know, and he's looking to get back up and get to win the battle. Now, let's look at another one, 57. That wasn't as good a one as I thought it was. Psalm 57 says, verse 1, I think, says, be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge. So he's saying, God, be merciful to me. Be my refuge. Amen. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. And one more. We'll go to Psalms 86. Psalms 86. I got to hurry. Verse 16. Oh, turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. He's saying, God, show me mercy. Give me strength. Save me. Amen. Deliver me out of whatever it is he's in. Now, real quick, I want to show you another word. Okay? One more word. It's the word rakam. Many times it's translated as mercy. Okay? That's an ugly why. Sometimes it gets translated as compassion. But it shares the same root as this word, rakam. And rakam is translated as womb. Well, that don't make any sense, Pastor. Well, think about it. Who shows more mercy? Mom or dad?
Mama.
God, you know, God don't miss a lick. Yeah. You know, nothing gets by him. So, now, I'm going to say to you, turn to Ephesians 2. But Mike, before you turn there, read that scripture again. 6:23. Oh, you're not there anymore. The wage of sin is death. But the gift of life is in the Messiah Jesus, right? 6:23. For the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul says, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Turn over to Colossians real quick. And then we'll go to Ephesians. Turn over to Colossians. This is not my notes. Colossians chapter 1, I think we'll go to, let's go to verse 13. He, talking about God, has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Amen. He's taking us out of, off the wrong path, out of darkness, the power of darkness, and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. God has encamped around us. He's protecting us from that, from the power of darkness. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him, now watch, think womb. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have preeminence. First place in our life. But the part I want to draw you to is, for by Him all things were created. By Yeshua, as the wisdom of God, He was involved at creation. Amen. All right? And all things were created by Him and for Him, it says. So, it's kind of neat that a husband and wife, I think it's just awesome. I wish I'd have understood this when I was young and having kids. Now that I've had them, now I've got this little bit of wisdom, and I'm like, geez, I wish I'd have known. But you know, God allows, He loves us so much, He allows mankind to take part in procreation, in creating another human being. That's wild, man. I wish I'd understood that. I just thought procreating, you know, back in my younger day, procreating was because you didn't use the right contraceptive. Just being honest with you, you know. I didn't understand that God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, who formed man and breathed life into him, loves man enough to allow man to participate in procreation. That is crazy. Crazy good, you know, when you think about that. Amen? So, but now, when we, if all things were created by Jesus, now this is the way I see Jesus. You can disagree with me if you want. But I believe He is the womb of God. Now, why do I say that? Because the Apostle Paul over and over and over refers or tells us that we are in Christ. Amen? The scripture text we use, it's Romans 6:23, that it is a gift of God, right? Life is a gift from God in Christ Jesus. Now look over here in Ephesians 2, and we'll see how Paul words it. Now remember, our Apostle Paul, he ain't somebody that just fell off a turnip truck. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He had the best education of his day. And then Jesus drags him over to the backside of the desert for 3 years and says, hey, I want to show you some things. Amen. So, verse 4 in Galatians 2, it says, but God, who is rich in chesed, mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, when we were dead in trespasses and sins in that kingdom of darkness, He made us alive together with Messiah. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together. Now watch. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the womb of God. Why is the womb so important to you, Pastor Butch? Because the womb is a place that life comes from. Amen. And as long as I am in Messiah Jesus, I know I'm on the right path. I'm on the path where God can give me life and give it to me more abundantly. Amen. I'm in right relationship with Him. So I'm seated in Messiah in the womb of God. And then verse 7 says that in the ages to come, as I walk out this life of a believer, the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. We who are in Messiah Jesus spiritually, God wants to show us His loving kindness, His grace. Amen. God wants to pitch His tent with us. Amen. That's the difference between sin, transgression, and iniquity. Now we're back on the right path where God can bless us and show us His grace and His mercy every day. Amen. Bow your heads. Father, we love You. We praise You. We thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy. And Father, we just give You glory, honor, and praise tonight. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If God has been so good to you, you ought to praise Him.